It is Hollywood's big night tonight, the 87th Academy Awards. All the glitz, the superstars, the speeches. This year's big ticket award categories, though, best actor, best film, best director, all these have pretty well recognized front runners. So if you like an underdog win, and who doesn't, that is not necessarily where you're going to see it. So my advice, get excited about the lesser known awards. You know, those categories you use to refill your wine glass. Stay in front of the TV this year, and you might see the likes of Gary Yershon take the stage. The composer is up for an Oscar for the best movie score. Yershon may not be as well known as some of his competition, but he has worked closely with acclaimed British director Mike Leigh, writing music on four of Leigh's films, including the score that's up for an award tonight, Mr. Turner. Tim Grieving introduces us to the man behind the music.
Gary Yershon first worked with Mike Leigh in 1999 as music director on Topsy Turvy. Hired for his theater background and his Gilbert and Sullivan expertise. After working with the director and actors on someone else's music in Topsy Turvy, Yershon began composing original scores for Leigh. The first was Happy Go Lucky, a film about the daily tribulations of a relentlessly cheery schoolteacher.
Here we go, Gigolo.
So you spoke to the office?
That's right, spoke to your boss.
He's not my boss, I work for myself, I'm my own man.
But it's his car, it's your car.
Then came another year, about a comfortably married older couple and their revolving door of not-so-comfortable friends.
What were you doing on Corfu?
Oh, I only ran a bar on the beach.
You're a cocktail waitress, were you?
Yeah.
So when are you going to Paris?
Week on Friday.
Yeah. Got early start, 6:22 train.
And now Mr. Turner, a period drama about the great 19th century British painter J.M.W. Turner. Despite the very different storylines of these films, composer Gary Yershon says his way of working with Mike Leigh is remarkably consistent and very intuitive.
What we tend not to do is to intellectualize too much about the technical aspects of the music. We'll talk about terms of color or emotion or instrumental colors that might be interesting to explore, because Mike is musically very literate.
Well, we're on the same wavelength. He has a complete, total, and impeccable sense of theater, cinema, storytelling to his bones. You know, he is a natural.
Mike Leigh says that when they first met to discuss the music for Mr. Turner, he insisted it would not be a period score.
I said to him, look, certainly we don't want to have faux or pastiche period music. I mean, we've been very meticulous in the look and the detail of the film in its period accuracy, but the music, the score, should somehow be a voice that comes from a different place. It should somehow be an expression of the essence of Turner's painting in some way.
Turner is already famous when the film opens. His seascapes are iconic. But the man himself is ill at ease. He's pushing in new directions, and his painting is becoming more abstract. Gary Yershon wanted to capture that in the music from the very first scene.
I didn't want the first sound that the audience heard to be a sound of comfort. I also wanted to slightly, we wanted, really, to, I'm going to say the word disorient. I don't mean that in a kind of, I wanted to give the audience a bad time type of way. That wasn't it at all. There is this image, a rural, rustic image of two Dutch women walking through a landscape, and then you hone in on this silhouette that you'll recognise as Turner, and the music starts. And I kind of didn't want the audience to know exactly what it was going to be. I just wanted them to know that it wasn't what they were going to expect. So I took the instrument to the highest sax I thought I could use, sopranino saxophone, so that they'd hear a high note but they wouldn't know what it was on. It's a timbre that's quite unusual.
The music reflects Mike Leigh's filmmaking philosophy of not telling his audience exactly how to feel.
It's more a question of a score which sits at an angle, an oblique angle with the film, but also sympathetically, and just allows the audience to have a slightly broader perspective.
Both Leigh and Yershan began their careers in the theater. Yershan grew up in London and studied both music and drama in college. He started out as an actor, and since then he's been a singer, musical director, sound designer, writer, translator, teacher, and of course composer. Most of that work has been for theater. He scored nearly 300 stage plays both in London and abroad. He's also scored several radio dramas for the BBC, and even an animated TV series called James the Cat. But
I've always, always loved movie music.
In his Oscar-nominated score for Mr. Turner, Yershan uses a small string ensemble to provide English gentility as Turner walks around 19th-century London and dramatic, rumbling percussion when he enters the Royal Academy of Arts. But there's also a lot of silence. Deliberately, says Yershan.
Sometimes having a lot of music is fine, but I think it tends to be a default position for a lot of people who are not paying enough respect to their actors and who don't have enough faith in their scenario, in their cinematography, in their editing.
The Oscar nomination was something of a surprise, perhaps most of all to Yershan himself.
It's come at a very unexpected time in my life. You know, I've been going for 40 years, and to get some recognition in this quite unexpected area, I never even expected to work in movies. I've been in theatre all my life. And it's also, I think, an encouragement to people with my kind of background who aren't necessarily industry people, that they can make a contribution and quite unexpectedly get some notice for it.
Up next for Yershan are three new Shakespeare adaptations that will premiere on PBS later this year. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.